It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It is Australian Open time at the moment, and if you haven't been watching it, well, okay, that's fair enough. I don't judge you.
Might
but
not be into tennis.
Maybe not, but you know who is into tennis? My mum.
Yes.
And you know who's into Rafael Nadal? Same person, my mum. He had a match last night, and it descended into chaos. Well, this is what it says. It wasn't that bad, but okay. It was still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Basically, you know the Australian Open, if you've been having a look at the crowds, obviously due to social distancing and COVID and all that sort of stuff, it's not as packed as what it normally would be.
No.
Okay. And when it's not as packed, sounds travel a lot quicker and a lot louder than they normally do.
Yeah.
Now, last night, Rafael Nadal was playing and he's gotten through, right? Bless him. And we all love Raf. But there was an unruly female fan in the crowd and she was making a whole bunch of noise and then she started giving him the finger.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a little bit of audio.
Thanks, madam. You're delaying everything. Please.
Do you think some of those boos were just a guy on the computer playing boos?
Maybe, yeah.
He's got like, cheers and he's got one boo. Perfect opportunity.
They can do it for the AFL.
Yes.
They can do it here.
For sure.
Australian Open. Mm. But the reason she was getting booed is because then she started looking directly at Rafael and giving him the finger.
Flipping him the bird.
And apparently she said, hurry up, you OCD F.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Apparently reports from the stands have suggested that that's what she said. Anyway, you can see the footage. He's looking at her and then he's like, he's got this smile on his face. He's like, me? Like, me? You're giving me the finger? And then he's like laughing. And then afterwards, at the end of the match, there was a little interview. Here's what happened.
Now, there was someone in the crowd. You didn't know her, did you? This lady.
No, and honestly, I don't want to know.
He said that he felt sorry for her because she looks like she was drunk or something like this. I don't know. That's what
you have to be.
The thing is, right? I mean, number one, there's some issues there, but I'm more concerned of the fact that how she gives the finger.
Oh,
because you know, there's a number of different ways that you can give the finger. Like, how do you give the finger? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
she's gone that real like lackadaisy middle finger, but the rest of the finger's just kind of like because there's
not
a number
a clenched
of different.
Fist
you can get a full. Like, yeah, I think you. I do the full clenched fist, middle finger up.
But you also do the little pop forward, like a little full stop, like a bang.
Bang.
Like if you
forward,
were close enough
yes.
to me and did that, you'd bop me on my nose.
Yeah, I know. You do the lazy finger, like what she does. It's kind of like I give it with purpose, you know.
Yeah.
But then you've got the other one. You've got like the 90s rap middle finger, where it's like you've got the knuckles down of the fingers around it. But the middle, it's like
or
it's
your
supported.
Your knuckles are clenched together.
Your knuckles are clenched together. There's that. There's the middle finger with the thumb out.
Hang on. I've just worked out. You're doing this whole story so you can just stand there going like this to me.
No, I'm not.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Mate, miracle on Mirrible Street.
It better be miracle worthy.
Yes, sometimes I do build things up and then don't really deliver on the punch.
On the hype.
Well, I mean, there was that time that I'd kind of conquered a mountain in my life and it turned out that I'd eaten a full Subway, which I'm still very proud of.
Yeah, same.
A full foot-long sub. It'd been 15 years since I'd even tried.
But the way you got the hype up for that story was it didn't fit the story.
Well, just taking notes on my performance on radio. I'll
well,
just
I am
that
your
down,
mentor, as I've said previously.
Why have you started saying that this morning? Very much older than you. Okay, so here's the situation. I drove to work this morning, and I live, I'd say, about 10 minutes away from town, and I park about 10 minutes away from work.
You have to go up a level and up a level and up a level, and then you have to walk in the dark to work.
Yeah, at 5 a.m.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good setup.
It is. It's especially good on like a Monday morning.
Yes.
Although it's not so bad now in COVID times, but, you know, It's, yeah, you see some interesting things, that's for sure. Anyway, it's an honour and a privilege to have a car park provided to me by the team here at Geelong Broadcasters.
Yes.
And I thank management for hooking a brother up.
Yep, and we've ticked that off and good. Now you can continue.
As I'm driving to work, I've got a couple of different ways that I can drive to work. Depends if I'm pushed for time or if I want to enjoy some scenery.
Yeah.
Yes, it's night time. I get that. It's dark, but it's still nice to drive along the Esplanade.
Yeah, there's lights.
Roll into town, you know, past Cunningham Pier, just past Deakin there and stuff. Just have a bit of a gaze. Be like, geez, this is a good place to live.
Great, but best place.
Who's that weird guy standing down there on that jetty?
Just leave him.
That little jetty where there's that car park that goes down the hill towards the water.
Yeah.
It's like a secret car park and there's a jetty. It's got a light on one end. And I always imagine a guy standing there with a saxophone.
We should make that happen.
Yeah. Get to the point, Tom. So as I'm driving today, I've decided not to go the scenic route. And this has proven fortuitous. I've hit the highway and I've come straight up Mercer Street.
Okay.
Headed straight for my car park. And every so often I hear like a weird noise in the car.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, something, Carly had this car yesterday. She must have left something in the boot because there's something that's rattling around back there. And I can't, and I'm obviously not going to pull over and check. So, you know, I just thought, what is that noise? I'll work it out later. Get to my car park, the building, go to the entrance, swipe my card, gate comes up, in I go. And as I'm going around, there's speed humps as I go around each corner. And as I go over them, this thing's making a noise in the boot. And I'm like, what is?
What's
metal? There's like, has she got some sort of, I don't know, racks for her fashion? Or something rattling around back there. It can't be racks. It's not that big of a noise. What's, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
I hope the car's not falling apart. It's a pretty old car.
Mm.
So you're right, I do. I go up two solid levels of three kind of ramps, four ramps, and get up there and then through the boom gate and into my car park and I reverse and I pull up and I turn the headlights off, I turn the car off and I open the door, grab my bag, I get out. And as I get out of the driver's seat, rather, I look over the top of the car and right there in front of my face, sitting on the roof of the car, is my wife's car keys or house keys.
Get out of town.
Have a look at that photo.
There.
That's her garage buzzer, that's her car key, and that's her house key.
So when you're looking at a car roof, you've got that little strip that the water is supposed to run down.
Either side,
and they're sitting there, right on the edge, right on the cusp of the door. You're kidding me.
No. It literally sat there all the way from my house because she had the car yesterday, and when she got out of the car, she put the keys on the roof for some reason. But then when I get in the car, I turn the light off in the garage near the door. And then I'd go and walk
go
in the dark and get in the car and drive off. So I've not seen them on the roof of the car.
That's incredible.
And they're rattling as I'm driving all the way here. And I'm doing some bends. I'm going around corners.
Yeah.
I'm doing all sorts. I'm going up to 70. There's a couple of points between my house and work where I'm doing 70 Ks an hour. And the keys are still with the garage buzzer still on the roof of the car. Now, what you'll see just with these keys.
Yeah.
See that key ring there?
Yeah.
It's like a high heel shoe.
Yeah.
That's solid metal, right? And so that's weighted. So it's like it's not quite paperweight heavy, but it's heavy on the scale of key rings. And that is what has kept the key weighted to the roof of my car all the way to work from my house.
You have not let us down, sir.
Yes!
You have not. That is a miracle.
Miracle on Moorabool Street.
You have not let us down. That is an amazing story.
See now why I think that's never happened before. No one has ever driven all the way to work or for 10 minutes through all those things and had the keys stay on the roof of the car. Prove me wrong. Nick, you're in Warragul. Good morning.
Hey.
It's quite extraordinary. About the middle of last year, I bought a fireplace and I put it on the back of the ute, jumped up to unwrap it, put my hunting knife on the roof of the car. And then I drove to work, which for me is about 90 k's away, through a 110 zone, all the way from Warragul to Scoresby, and then I turn around and drove home, and it was just rattling. I couldn't figure it out. I thought, so something's loose, something's on the back of the tray.
Trailer.
I pulled over because my aerial was loose. Tightened up the aerial, forgot to check, and then carried on driving home. I got home, and I could see this little thing sticking out of the roof, and I'm like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
And my hunting knife was sitting on the roof of my car for about 160 kilometres worth of driving.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. You even stopped and then you got back in the car. And so, and just to confirm, you know when you walk in into a bar with a big, and you just go bang on like a chopping board or whatever on the bar and then stick it in. It wasn't like that in your roof, was it? It wasn't stuck in the roof of your car.
No, it was just sitting on top. I mean, it was a pretty heavy knife, but it was just sitting on the roof of the ute.
Amazing. Just imagine, you break hard, you know, things happen.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good thing to have go flying off the roof of your car either. I didn't think you were going to be able to beat my key story, but you have. That's incredible, 160 yeah. Ks and going 110. Just so you know, too, are you originally from New Zealand or you've got a Kiwi accent?
I was originally born here, but, yeah, I've spent most of my life in both countries. So
yeah, right.
A bit of everything.
When you spoke to Loggie off air... She said, Nick's got a Kiwi accent. And I went, yeah, but you can't do one, obviously.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
The moment has arrived. It's time to find out what the chicken is named.
Yeah, and it was everyone in the community. Thank you for this. Mm. When someone needs a hand, we all pull together, don't we?
That's right. Don't expect eggs, though. No one's getting free eggs. Isn't that right? Burnsy from Jurang, my mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Tom, morning, Loggie.
Hello. No eggs. Well, I thought that was part of the deal.
Well, not everybody in Geelong can have eggs.
Well, they might. Depends. You've got four chooks there. How are they feeling this morning, mate?
Very happy, the girls. They've been churning out some eggs the last couple of days, so they're pretty happy.
Yeah, nice. All right, so you bought yourself four Isa Browns, I believe they're called, to keep you company out there in Jurang. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let's quickly go. So for people who don't know, you had three named and then you needed a fourth and you put the call out for help to name it and we then... amplified that call and
put
it on the radio and also put it on our socials. So let's go through the names of the other ones first. And in fact, let's get a bit of mood music going here. Hang on.
Beautiful.
So, Benzie, what did you call the original three?
The original one was Mumsy.
Mumsy, okay, because Mother Hen, was that right?
Yeah, Mum gave me money for Christmas and there was some leftover money and she said, well, maybe you can buy the chickens you keep talking about and name one Mumsy.
Oh, okay, cute.
I call her Mumsy.
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
So she was naturally the first one named and to look after the rest of the girls.
Sure.
And then I was trying to think of something a bit creative, so I ended up with Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very good, Yoko.
Yeah, good.
Next one. When I was putting the girls away, I said to one of them, if you don't start laying eggs, I'm going to turn you into a feather duster. So became Duster.
Yeah, Duster. See, so we were trying to work that out without having spoken to you about it, and I came up with the idea that it could be a knuckle duster thing, cluckle duster. But no, it's...
I like it.
And then like 3 hours later, I looked at the photo again and went, oh, it just looks like a feather duster.
Yeah. Don't think too much.
So that leaves us... in the position of needing a name for the fourth chicken. And Log, how many suggestions did we get?
So we got over, it was like 198 or something like that. Currently on Facebook there's 172, plus the ones on Instagram, plus the phone calls.
I think the number we ended up with was 227 different names that we then passed on to you, Burnsy. How'd you go
Amazing.
Sifting through all of those?
Well, it's been unbelievable, actually, overwhelmed with how many people have got involved, but did finally make a decision yesterday or the night before, I think it was.
Okay, so the chicken has a name, that's great. We'll get you to deliver it to us after this drum roll. Here we go.
Eggy Azalea.
Eggy Azalea?
Yes.
Okay, Eggy Azalea. I don't mind that one.
I love it because everyone else had food-based options and that was really making me sad.
Bernsey, who suggested that one? Do you want to give a shout-out to whoever gave you the idea?
I was keen on Eggy Pop, the whole egg pop thing.
Yeah.
And then thought, well, Iggy Pop was a man, and then, well, Iggy, and I was like, oh, Iggy Azalea, hang on. And just rolled from there.
Hang on. So you're saying that all... So we've been working on this for 3 full days. Everyone in the community's tried.
Yeah.
We've been over social media, on air, phone calls, texts,
yeah.
People in the street stopping us and giving us names, and you're telling us you just went with a name that came from your own brain?
No, you're right. There was some input from the community that I embraced. And
No, you're lying. You just made it up yourself. Great. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Dom and Logan. K-Rock.